Today's listener essay is by Mary Clement.
I don't know what I may be capable of for sure, but it could be a lot. With big dreams, an open and flexible mind, and an eye for opportunity, I could do anything. Who knows? I mean, to think about the endless possibilities is incredibly exciting. Consider. In 10 years, if I don't cut it, my hair will be approximately 60 inches longer than it is now. That's 5 feet. 60 inches added to my already chin-length hair will have it dragging behind me. Imagine my long, luxurious, flowing mane, gray or silver. I hope it's silver like my Aunt Pat's. Aunt Pat's hair is a beautiful metallic silver. Everyone admires it. It's short, though, cut around her ears, not down her back and dragging behind her. I might have to pull my hair up and wrap it round my head, creating a fixed halo of silver glow, a mirage of sorts. I wonder how many times 5 feet of hair will wrap my head. I wonder how high it will stand. Seems I would be over 6 feet tall with hair wrapped high on top. I wonder how heavy that would be. It would probably make my head tilt from the weight of it. It would probably have Jerome presenting me with an ultimatum. Mare, it's your hair or me. You can't have both. I'll probably choose Jerome. In 10 years, I will be finished helping my children with grammar school projects, gathering sticks to build longhouses and photos for family trees, gluing gumdrops for science exhibits, and painting styrofoam balls for solar systems. Done. Done with working magic to fill school lunch bags at 7 a.m., and done yelling up the stairs, "Go to sleep." And those menial tasks I keep putting off? What if I one day formed an attack? I may actually finish sewing the bathroom curtains, mending Sam's favorite pants, which he is waiting patiently for, though maybe I shouldn't bother because they probably won't even fit him in 10 years. My files could be cleaned out and sorted with crisp new folders, labeled and alphabetized, my photos organized, our cars cleaned on a regular rotation. I may be thinner and more toned than I have ever been. Or I may not be. If I do anywhere near the amount of traveling that I intend to do, I will surely be trying all sorts of new and delicious fare from wherever I may be. And when will I have time to work out with all the travel and meeting new people over food and drink? I could be singing cabaret in a new nightclub hotspot if I have some singing lessons. Or maybe hosting a cooking show if that Ray woman trips and breaks her hips and they happen to call me to fill in. I could be a sideshow at the circus. See the old, fat, and divorced woman jump rope with her 5 feet of silver hair. I did say I would choose Jerome, but what if he loses his marbles and doesn't think I'm wonderful anymore? Maybe I'll write a really fabulous screenplay about my library writing group and be honored at the Golden Globes. I'll tell you one thing, though. If that happens, I'm going to wear a trusty little black dress already in my closet with simple pumps and classic red nails. No way I'm risking some far-out designer creation to end up on the worst dressed list or tripping on my way to accept. And I'll say a simple thank you. Thank you to Sister Tarsicius for allowing me to write with my left hand, enabling me to tap into my creative side all those years ago. Thank you to the Academy for recognizing this story about an array of characters who are brought together by the same goal of pursuing their wish to write. Thank you to our writing group teacher who started a class intending to meet every Monday for 6 weeks, but continued it for 10 years. Thank you to Price Chopper for delivering food to sustain me through this project. Thank you to Cue Music. Oh my, I'm sure I'm forgetting someone. Oh, and to my parents for making me. And oh my, I could barely have imagined such a grand honor a mere 10 years ago when my hair was still so short. Thank you. Thank you.
Mary Clement is currently working on her BFA in creative writing at Southern New Hampshire University. She's been published in the Times Union and the literary magazine Threads at Hudson Valley Community College. She's the mother of 8. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.